Yeah. Ishiyama, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good. I know you were in and out there a little bit. Your connection got lost for a little bit there.
Yeah, I'm just struggling with the connection this evening.
Yeah. Hopefully you'll be able to stay on with us.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, so we had one question. Do anybody else have a question?
Yeah, I saw something in Acts chapter 15, verse 11.
Oh, okay. There's something there. Okay, Acts 15.
Acts chapter 15,
yeah. And verse 11. Mm-hmm. Well, we believe. Go ahead, read the verse there.
But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, we shall be saved, even as they.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is the Jerusalem Council, and it is Peter that is saying that made this statement that we shall be saved even as they.
Right, even as the Gentiles.
Even as the Gentiles, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to understand what kind of salvation is Peter referring to, that they shall have salvation according to the pattern of Gentile salvation.
Salvation is always by grace. Okay. Paul makes it clear that by the works of the law, no flesh shall be justified, right?
Yeah.
And these guys learned it in Acts 15. Paul was the first one to bring that truth forth. Okay. The question becomes really, how does that carry on in the tribulation, for example, right?
Okay,
because that, you know, it's after Paul's message there, right? Isn't it?
Yeah.
So when you look at the, when you, and really it's the same in even in every age, okay? You have to understand that even though works were required under other dispensations other than the one we're under, it's important to understand who was bringing forth the works. And therefore, it's really grace again. Okay? Come over to the Gospel of John, for example. That's a very clear way. I always like to go to this one. In John chapter 3, let me bring that up here. John chapter 3, verses 20 and 21. On the left. Somebody read it.
Okay. For everyone that doeth evil hated the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God.
Yeah, you see, now here you have clearly works, right, deeds, but who's doing it? It's God doing it, right, for those that are approved. You see that?
Yeah.
That's grace, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay? You understand what? So when works are required, God empowers them to bring forth that works. That's not only said by John, it's said by Peter. You can see it in Revelation. You see it all the way through. Okay? Let's go to Peter, for example. How are they going to endure the tribulation period? Same thing. 1 Peter chapter 1. Verse 5. What does he say in verse 5?
Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time.
Right. When is it going to be revealed in verse 9?
Receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls.
Okay. It's at the appearing of Jesus Christ in verse 7, isn't it?
Okay. That the trial
second,
of your
the second coming, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's keeping them so that they can receive that salvation? Who's the one behind? Who? What power is keeping them in verse 5?
The power of God through faith.
Yeah, you see, but God is the one behind it, okay? He's empowering them. When he asks for something to be done, he empowers them to bring it forth, okay?
Yeah.
All right? You see that in John's letters, okay?
Yeah.
1 John chapter 2. Let me get them in here. I hope everybody's writing these scriptures down. You guys writing them, read the scriptures down? I don't hear anybody saying anything.
No, but I told that. I've not been writing.
Well, you better start writing, okay? When you look at, for example, this is how to show, this is a really important question here, okay? When Peter talks about being saved by grace, just like the Gentiles, you have to understand that salvation was always by grace, no matter what the situation was, in any dispensation, whether works were required or works weren't required. If works were required, God empowered them to bring them forth. When works are not required, God's not empowering them to bring anything forth, right? It's just the faith. It's always God. God's the one that gives the faith. God's the one that gives the works. Okay. So I gave you a bunch of scriptures. I'm going to review them for you again. All right, but you need to write these things down. Okay. John chapter 3. Write it down, verses 20 and 21. When God requires works, he empowers them to do those works. Okay. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. It's God's power keeping them through the tribulation period. All right? To the end of their souls in verse 9. First Peter 1, 5 through 9. Okay? The power of God again, seeing them all the way through the trib. All right? Now, we're going to 1 John. I'm going to show you a couple other verses, all right? These are all important to have. 1 John chapter 2, verses 19 and 20. What does it say? It's on the right. Somebody read it.
They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us, but they went out that they might be made manifest that they were not of us. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things.
The word unction means empowering. The reason why those people went out from them is because they didn't have God's empowering. The ones that remained did. And he tells you what that empowering is in verse 27. Write that verse down too. Verse 27.
But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him.
Right. You remember those verses that we saw in our study? I think it might have been on Tuesday. Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, don't think about what you're going to say. It'll be given to you in the hour what to say. That's John, 1 John 2:27 as well. Okay. And again, you see the anointing there, that word anointing, same Greek word as the word unction in verse 20. So again, it's the empowering. Okay. So who's doing the work? The Lord himself. All right. Now, look at, here's one last thing in Revelation. Another, write these two verses down, because it's very interesting how the Lord, even though he's doing the works, he's crediting them with it being their works. You see, now that's very interesting, isn't it? Because just like he gives us faith to receive the gospel today, and he says it's our faith, right? But he gave it, okay? Same thing is true in terms of the works in Revelation. Look at Revelation chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. Write these verses down. Revelation chapter 2. Revelation chapter 2. I'm in the wrong chapter here. Hold on. Revelation chapter 2. All right. Verses 26 and 27. Somebody read that on the right.
And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a load of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father.
He that keepeth my works, you see, that's God's works, and God is the one who's keeping them in 1 Peter 1:5, isn't he?
Right.
Absolutely. Okay. But what does he say about them? It's God's works here in Revelation 2:26, but whose works is it in Revelation 14? I'll put that on the left so you can kind of see the association. Revelation 14, verses 12 and 13. Go ahead, it's on the left, Noble.
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them.
Their works do follow them. You see, it's their works here. It's God's works in Revelation 2:26. He's the one keeping them. He empowers them to bring them forth, but he calls them their works. That's very precious, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. So, Ishioma, are you okay with all that now?
Ishioma? Okay, sorry, I lost the internet connection.
Okay. Are you there with us now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm with you, but in a nutshell.
Yeah. Let me give you the references and take care to write it down now, all right?
Okay.
I gave you John chapter 3, verses 20 and 21, that shows you that when God requires works, he's the one doing them, right? So you have that written down, Ishioma? Is he with us? You have it recorded? Okay. Can you do me a big favor and send me that recording, okay? But this was a very important question to get down. I thank you, Skipper, for doing that for us. Okay. It will be on the